I guess you're all like me, absolutely shattered at the end of the day. So although I want to talk to you about what we do at the Learning Centre, I'm much more interested in giving you some of the practical strategies, hence the handout on your seat. Because, you know, everybody needs to go away with maybe one new idea that they'll give a try. Now, you know and I know that when we're talking about people who have a diagnosis on the autistic spectrum, what works for one child won't work for another. And when I'm talking to you about autism, you will all have children or know families where in fact there is such variance between children who are non-verbal and need a total structured supported environment, children who have a diagnosis, perhaps high functioning autism, Asperger's syndrome, and who need a different type of environment, and children who have got a late diagnosis. So their primary problems are coping with their sense of failure at every other organisation they've been in, and their sense of self is rock bottom. So in a way their autism is secondary, because enhancing that self-esteem and saying you're okay and we're here to help you is another type of curriculum. So Heaven Out has over the last year started to develop a focus of working with high functioning children with a diagnosis of autism, Asperger's syndrome, and more frequently all of our children have another diagnosis. That may be ADHD, it may be obsessional compulsive disorder, it may be bipolar disorder, and this is a fairly new diagnosis that we don't yet have expertise in dealing with. But it's something that is coming through on children's statements, that psychologists and psychiatrists are recognising that for a group of children, just managing their life in the context of what we think they should be doing is very difficult. So what I'm going to show you is a very narrow focus, because we've identified what we can do and what we're good at. So that means for some of you, you're going to be incredibly disappointed, and some of you are going to say, well, I know that already. And that's the nature of trying to describe our work. So I'm just going to give you a snippet at the beginning of this video in the sense of what we're looking for. Now, about 2 years ago, we identified that despite education for children with autism, the outcome is actually awful. It's appalling. And then lo and behold, last year the NAS published its figures. And does anybody know what they are? What's the outcome for our kids getting a job? It's less than 12%. So for all of these years of education and all of these years of specialist intervention and looking at the national curriculum, you have to say, well, what's the point? You know, from 5 to 19, we're making children study a curriculum that doesn't work for them because it doesn't give them access to work. And what's the NAS figure for people living independently? Yeah, it's about 3% who live independently. And that's pretty, oh my goodness, what on earth are we doing in our schools? What are we doing in our education? So about 2 years ago, before these figures were published, we had a sense of, what are we doing? And we decided that we would look at a particular focus of employability, and we would start, in our mind, narrowing down the curriculum at 14 to 19, although, in essence, what we're doing is broadening out life opportunities. So we've analysed the subjects of the national curriculums and clustered everything to do with key skills, that literacy, that numeracy, the communication with others, into a core programme which is called an MBQ programme in business studies. And we've pulled all together all of those activities that you label history, geography, science, and called that horticulture. We do the MBQ in horticulture. Everything that is to do with day-to-day organisation of your life, maintenance of your house, your property, caretaking, we deliver in an MBQ programme called Internal Maintenance, with the final one, catering, so subjects of domestic science, we pull together in catering. And we've specifically chosen those because they allow the person with autistic spectrum disorders to function independently. Each one of those jobs you can actually do in a work environment following what we call a task instruction sheet. You are not dependent on somebody else. Somebody else will give you an order, somebody else will give you an instruction, but you can actually carry out those tasks in your own domain, in your own time, in your own personal space, alongside other people in the organisation. So the little clip here I'm going to show you is a student called Andre. We have permission from our senior students to talk about them to you, because they recognise that in getting a sense of how they need help, you know, us as the public need to know what's difficult. And we've had quite interesting discussions with our older students about how we still find it difficult to say, can you speak more slowly because I have autism and that doesn't make sense. In the way that if you had a hearing impairment, you might say, just hang on a minute, I need to tune in. If you had a vision impairment, you'd have to say, can you clear the room of clutter because I can't make my way through. And if you compare the way we deal with autism in the way that we deal with other disabilities, all of those sensory physical impairments, we really don't know how to deal and say, I have autism, can you do this? I have autism, and we do that. And this older group of students are really smart because they're saying, unless the community, i.e. us, don't feel bad about saying, I have autism, and that means you need to do something, they're not going to get on in life. So this is Andre. He's been through 5 schools and been excluded from every single school, and before he came to us, he was out of school for 2 years because people perceived his behaviour to be challenging.